Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, greetings, Hotep, everybody, and welcome to Working the Point Gold Cup Network Blog Talk Radio Show and podcast. My name is Kwame Benton, and on this rainy Monday here in Richmond, Virginia, I will be your host. Today is the 18th of May, 2020, and hope everybody had a wonderful weekend. Everybody is safe and enjoying your Monday. Okay, so today's topic is WTF in 1971. I know a lot of y'all probably weren't here in 1971. I was still in high school at that time. And so I don't recall what really took place in 1971. I only learned this recently on what took place in 1971. To be exact, August the 15th, 1971, was a day in history that we still paying for today. And most of us were not taught this in school because they don't want you to know that we have been being robbed ever since 1971 and before that. But 1971 accelerated. Since 1971 up until 2017, okay, the production of goods and services in the United States has increased over 450%, which means that we have produced a whole lot more since 1971. But guess what? Our compensation, the labor, has only increased 115%. So a lot of people are working two jobs. Well, let me correct that. Used to work two jobs. Right now, we're going through a global pandemic called COVID-19. It's a virus that has so far killed over 80,000 people here in the United States. I don't know the global statistics, but this has happened in the last 3 months. Unemployment has skyrocketed. In the last 5 weeks, over 35 million people have applied for unemployment. But the worst is yet to come. You see, the Federal Reserve continues to create cash, because it's not money, cash, currency out of thin air, by pressing a few buttons on a computer or putting some ink on a paper. They're creating cash out of thin air, and they're acquiring assets with it, assets. Something of value, something that's tangible, something that could potentially make money. Let me tell you what happened in 1971. On August the 15th, 1971, President Richard Nixon, who a lot of us know as Tricky Dick, known for Watergate, when he burglarized the Democratic office. Well, on that day, he temporarily suspended the convertibility of the U.S. dollar into gold. Doesn't sound like much. Well, what happened was that basically the dollar became a fiat currency. Up until that point, due to the Bretton Woods agreement, the dollar was backed by a certain percentage of gold. Real money. Gold is real money. That's what J.P. Morgan said in 1912 when he testified in front of Congress before the Federal Reserve was created, which is a private banking cartel controlled by individual families. It's not the federal government. So the Treasury is printing and creating cash out of thin air and basically giving it away to corporate America, businesses that should be bankrupt or closed. You see, we're in a new economy. We're in a new age. We're in the technology age, information age. the age of artificial intelligence. The industrial age is over. Okay? The days where you could go and get a job that's going to have one person in the house working and the other one taking care of the household. We had two families, two parents in the home back in the 60s, where 80% of our black families had two parents in the household. Today is down to less than 30%. Because in 1971, when Richard Nixon temporarily suspended the convertibility of the U.S. dollar to gold, which was 49 years ago, now they could continue to fund the Vietnam War. The Vietnam War. Up until that point, they hadn't had enough gold in their reserve to back to create the creation of the cash that they used to fund a war. Another war based on bogus lies, just like the Iraq War and every other war that this country gets involved in so that they can pillage and rob the resources of other countries and put in puppet leadership so that they could cater to the desires and demands of Wall Street and the big banks that control this government and the world. Yet the government officials that you elect don't run anything. They are beholden to corporate America. That is why the people continue to suffer. Since 1971, the wealth gap has exponentially increased between the wealthy and the middle class. They say that because of this pandemic, 42% of the jobs that have been lost, jobs have been lost, are not going to ever come back. It was going to happen without the pandemic, but the pandemic has basically burst a bubble and is speeding up the collapse of this debt-based economy. You know, when you realize that we all been duped, we've been hoodwinked, the wool has been pulled over our eyes for so very long. And some people will never wake up. They're going to believe that this government actually cares about their well-being. Yeah, they gave some people a $1,200 so-called stimulus check, but that's not going to be enough. That's not going to do it. The only way to save this economy, I believe, would be, first of all, universal health care and a universal basic income for all adults 18 years and older. That's my belief based on my research. I'm a member of Carrot Bars International, which is a company that was founded in 2011. I am an independent affiliate. I am a professional networker. Learn how to get real money. As a gold acquisition specialist, I have put my family back on a gold standard to protect my savings from confiscation through this thing called inflation. What is inflation? Inflation is the more money they print, the less value it becomes. 1971, 1 ounce of gold was $35. Today, 1 ounce of gold is over $1,700. Gold continuously stores your labor, it stores your wealth, and preserves your legacy. Paper doesn't save. Anybody that's trying to save U.S. dollars or any other fiat currency are being robbed. You're allowing yourself to be robbed through this hidden thief called inflation. When you think prices are going up, no, it's the devaluing of that currency that you use to get goods and services. So what's the solution? Open up a free gold savings account. That's what I said, free. It doesn't cost you anything to open this account. It takes less than 5 minutes. And start exchanging that Federal Reserve note, if you're in the United States, for real money, gold. Take nothing a piece of paper and turned it into gold, God's money gold, something that's going to last forever, and it's going to protect your financial future and your family's financial future. That's what we do. Paid to help people save real money in Carabars International. And on a side note, I'm also a personal fitness trainer, which is the other real money. Your health is your wealth. And during these times, you need to be focused on eating healthy, drinking healthy, exercise, meditate, and do everything you can to strengthen your immune system so that you won't fall victim to COVID-19 and get sick and pass away. But you need to do that anyway. Your health is vitally important that you take care of your health, because all the money in the world will do you no good if you can't enjoy it because your health is not good. So I want to encourage everybody to take a look at what we're trying to share with you. Carabars International, we operate in over 146 countries. You get paid on a MasterCard. That's right, MasterCard. Federal Express delivers our gold to our address, or the company will store your gold for free in your account, just like a bank. The only difference is your bank will not compensate you for telling other people to open up a gold savings account or maybe a paper savings account at that bank. But in Carabars International, yes, you can actually earn while you save. And the more you learn, the more you can earn with Carabars International. To me, this is the greatest opportunity for everyone 18 years and over on the planet to take control of their future financial destiny by exchanging paper for gold. And a lot of people say, well, where do you spend it? You really don't want to spend your gold, because we get paid in cash. We spend the cash to get more assets, to pay our bills, to enjoy life. You saved your gold so you can leave a legacy for your children. So I'm not a religious person, but a lot of people use this quote, and it says, a good man or woman leaves an inheritance for their children's children. Is that you? Are you a good man and a good woman? Do you want to leave a legacy, an inheritance to your children's children? Well, you can, because now you can get gold in a small transaction-friendly way, as little as a tenth of a gram at a time, which is about $7. So if you're going to get another stimulus, look at Carabars International. Open up a global home-based business operating in over 146 countries. We don't sell anything. All we do is exchange paper for gold. Would you rather have a garage full of gold or a garage full of lotions and potions and travel vouchers and so forth and so on? I think the wise one would say a garage full of gold, because gold is real money. And once you learn that, you'll never be poor again. And start practicing wealth building principle number one. Pay yourself first. A portion of everything you earn should be yours to keep forever. 10% if you can. If not, whatever you can. But you want to save it. An asset that's going to outpace inflation. And gold is the premier asset on the planet. It needs no third-party validation to let you know that it is happening. So everybody be safe. Be well. There's a link here. You can learn more about it. We'll see you again on Wednesday. Peace.